Without further ado, though, Ruby, good morning.
Good morning.
When I saw your media release go out about your shop at the dock, tours that you're doing, I thought, man, this is great. I got to call her. She's got to come on the radio show. And I know this is something historically people have been fascinated with and needed some help maybe in understanding what's available. You know, I notice OSU Extension puts out a document, seems like several times a year, that shows, you know, the fish that's in season, and that's a really useful thing. In fact, we've got that on our refrigerator right now, and when we have people come and visit us, it just seems like one of those things. People are really fascinated about it, and I just kind of was wondering, how long has something like this fascinated you, working with Sea Grant, and you're finally in the zone with the career that's always been something that's interested you?
Well, I grew up in a fishing family. So fishing is part of who I am. I've always lived in a fishing community. I've lived my entire adult life here in Lincoln County. And once my sons became interested in commercial fishing is when I really took an interest in learning as much as I could about it, and was at the time going to school at Oregon State University, mm-hmm. and met with Katie Jacobson here, who is another extension agent. And started interning for her, worked for her for about 3-4 years. And once Jeff Feldner, who was an extension agent, mm-hmm. retired, I was able to apply for the position and land it. So here I am.
And Katie Jacobson now.
Yep.
Formerly.
Yes.
Katie Hildenbrand, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Katie is somebody that, and Jeff, I think, obviously very well known in the community, and I didn't realize that about your history. I mean, that probably does make a little bit of difference. I mean, there's some things and insights that you might have from being in a traditional fishing family that you can pass on?
I think that it helps me work with the fishing community because it's part of my culture.
Yeah.
Since forever. I mean, it is who I am. And so it's easy to go down and talk to and feel comfortable down on the docks or on the back of a boat. And so I do think that that removes some barrier that may be there for others.
You know, question about, you know, your history and the kinds of things you've observed. Has this direct marketing, you know, from the fish to the dock, it's probably always been something that's been there, but that marketing side of it in terms of, you know, fishing families, finding that interface in a way that's easily accessible, how has that been historically in your observation?
I don't know if I can answer that question very well. I do know that direct marketing has always been a part. I mean, you see it down at the docks. You know that it's going on.
Yeah.
How to access it. When you grow up in a fishing family, maybe not isn't as crucial as when you're just a member of the community, because I always had seafood coming home, you know, from the boats. So that wasn't something I really started thinking about until I was in school and started looking at this whole picture of what fishing meant to the community.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I guess you are very fortunate in the sense that when you are a part of a fishing family, you know, it's just there.
It's kind of like magic.
It's kind of like magic. Well, we're talking to Ruby Moon, and she is a fishery agent with OSU Extension, actually a Marine Renewable Energy Associate and Fisheries Agent. And we'll be back with her in just a moment to talk more about the Shop at the Dock events coming up. So stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Ruby Moon. She is a fishery agent with Sea Grant Oregon, OSU Extension. And Ruby has a series of Shop at the Dock events coming. Actually, we've had a couple of them already. But, you know, to give people kind of an idea of where this is coming from, you had mentioned that you had done a needs assessment over the years. Is that part of the piece?
Yeah, so when I came into the position, they had already completed this needs assessment for the fishermen, what they needed to help improve their position, as well as a community survey. And so I got to review that material that was already completed and kind of look for opportunities to be able to build a program that helped meet those fishery, the needs of the fishermen, and met the needs of the community. And so one of those ways was really simple, just being able to offer an educational piece and an engagement piece with the public to go down to the docks and be able to purchase seafood right from the vessels.
Yeah, it seems like in the term local vore, or when we look at kind of some critical mass around the movement of being a local vore, trying to get more connected to whoever is hunting and gathering our fish, or growing the vegetables, farmers markets, obviously having quite more and more popularity. I mean, this is what consumers are looking for.
Yeah, I think this is what consumers are looking for. They want the story behind the fish. They want the connection to their food, and going down to the dock. What better way to get the story than going mm-hmm. down and actually hearing it from the fishermen that caught your fish that you're going to be eating?
Yeah, yeah. And you had said that, it's something that's always sort of happened, but maybe we could start by talking about, what have you seen so far from the, you had two events so
I've
far.
I've had two, yep.
And what's, the turnout been like, or what's the enthusiasm of the folks who are showing up? Who's coming to these events?
So the first one, it was pretty quick. We did a little bit of advertising, and it was almost immediately. So that was very poor show up the first time, and it was mm-hmm. actually pulling people off of the boardwalk and taking mm-hmm. them down and just doing yeah. a kind of an impromptu. And most of those were obviously tourists that were down on the bayfront. And so I wasn't sure what it was going to look like. But the very next one that we had, which was 6 days later, there were 25 people that showed up for it, and they ranged
wow.
in different walks of life. They were mostly local people that came, people that were getting ready to retire and anticipating living on a fixed income, that wanted to make sure that they had that connection and was able to do the direct marketing, people that had always wanted to come down to the boats but was really unsure and kind of uncomfortable with, is it okay for me to do that? What do
yeah.
I ask? Do I have the skill set to be able to buy, a
yeah.
good product? Just all, even I even had a colleague that showed up. So people that were well versed in it that came down that wanted to actually participate and be a part of. So
yeah.
it was a great group of people. The phone's been ringing off of the hook all day yesterday about people wanting to come. We're doing another one today at noon. So I think it's been pretty successful, and I see it just picking up momentum as we go along.
Well, we're talking to Ruby Moon. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you where you can go for today's Shop at the Dock event, also the one that's coming up next week, what you might want to bring to be prepared, how you can find out more about it. So stay with us. Shop at the Dock here on Lincoln County Connections. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we have a great interview today. We're talking to Ruby Moon. She's a fishery agent, Sea Grant, Oregon, and we have some exciting opportunities for you, these Shop at the Dock opportunities. Now, there have been two, but there are two more left, one today. So where do people meet?
So I am meeting folks down at Port Dock 5, which is the main port entrance there. It's across from Local Ocean, and I originally thought I would meet them up front, but people are they're going back just a little bit right by the marker, Port Dock 5. That's great.
Okay.
I will find you. And that's where we'll be.
They're drawn, see?
They are. They know where they want to go.
They're getting pulled down there. Now, let's see. Attire? What might I want to wear if I showed up for the event?
So I think it's really weather dependent. Layers. It's Oregon. It's the Oregon coast.
Okay.
You need to have layers. You need to have a sweatshirt just in case. But it's been really gorgeous, and you haven't needed that. I think your shoes are probably important, that you have a non-skid type shoe with some good tread on it just in case it's slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all you need as far as clothing.
So like today or at the next event or in any time, you don't have to buy fish if you're going today. You can just learn. But if you did want to buy fish, could someone walk away with 50 pounds of fish versus just 3 pounds? How big of an ice chest do you need?
So it depends on what you're going after. But tuna, you're going to need to buy the whole fish or find somebody to split that with. They range in weight from 10 to 30 pounds, and you can have it filleted right there. You do need an ice chest. You do need ice. You won't be able to get that down at the dock. And then probably cash. I hear that the Chelsea Rose has a system set up where they could take your debit, but I really don't know if that's
okay.
for sure. Bring cash.
When you look at the tuna, you're going to have to buy a whole fish. Is any of this fish pre-cut and filleted, or what's the general expectation?
So you, when you go down, you can pick out the size of your fish. They'll show you what they got. You need to ask them when they started their trip to kind of get an idea of how old the fish is or how fresh the fish is. You want a fish that's, you know, about 5 days old is about as long as you want to go on a fish. You want to ask them how it was treated, how they treated it after they caught it, because you want to make sure the fish is bled, that its body temperature is brought down quickly, and that it's iced or frozen after being caught to make sure you have the best quality.
And I'm guessing then that as a group, we're standing with you, say, at the first boat, and you're talking about this stuff, right?
So we kind of get like a general idea, and I have some handouts, some information that I give people at the very beginning when we first meet before we go down, that's got some recipes and just some questions that you should ask, and we talk about that and what's fresh in the throughout the year, what's in season, when. And so they get that information. We go down and we ask as a group, and then we start buying.
So is there a range of fish that's available right now? Any general expectations on what we can buy?
Sure. There is, since I've been down there the last couple of weeks, there's been halibut. Not sure if that's still available or not, but there was just a couple of weeks ago. Tuna, of course, is in, and it's in pretty heavily. We got some salmon. We still have crab, and there's some sable fish.
Okay. So, you know, after these events are done, and for folks listening, okay, well, these are Shop at the Dock events where you're going to get some education. But this is something that we should remind ourselves that, you know, anytime, start walking down the docks. I mean, what advice would you give to someone who can't make it this week, can't make it next week, heard the program, have always wanted to go down to the docks? How do you go about doing it?
So I think the first thing to know is that there's sandwich boards at the docks that are offering direct market fish. So it'll be a sandwich board, and it'll say F/V, and that means fishing vessel, and then the name of the fishing vessel will be on there, and what products they have available, and probably what port dock there. So PD and a number, and we have 3 port docks that we operate from, 3, 5, and 7, and we try to visit all of those in the dock walk as well. But so look for those sandwich boards. Those will guide you. Those will let you know what's out there. And then talk to the fishermen. They are more than willing to answer questions about their products.
Yeah, and really, can you give an idea of the kinds of money you might want to have with you generally? I mean, is there kind of a range? I mean, do you need to have at least $50?
$50 is probably a safe bet, depending on if you're going in with somebody, if you're just going down to buy one crab, and what species you're going down to buy, because they're different prices.
So it sounds like, though, you tend to get quite a bit. It's not just like going to the store and maybe getting a little fillet. So I know you've got some upcoming events, too, that'll help people to think about preparing fish when they're buying larger quantities. Talk about that.
So we are September 12th. We are having a tuna canning workshop with Mark Whittem from Astoria. He is a product developer and a certified canner. He's going to come. We're going to do it at the Presbyterian Church from 9 to 3. There's a cost associated with that. It's $40. It's just to cover the room and to cover the tuna, because when we're done, you're going to take some canned tuna home with you.
So your workshop on canning on September 12th, is that going to be, will there still be plenty of time to buy tuna after that if this is the first time you're learning how to do it and you're going to be gung-ho and ready to do a lot of canning?
So the tuna just barely came to town, and so we are expecting a good long season, probably into October.
Perfect. So the canning workshop for anybody who's brand new, wow, what a great way to get the basics down and then just go at it.
Even if you have canned before, because I've canned for many years, I'm looking forward to it because I've never taken a class where it's somebody that's certified doing teaching the class. So I get to learn what I've been doing right all along and get that little pat on the back, and maybe learn some tricks.
Well, I've learned one of the things when you're doing a long canning session, my wife, after about the second time, of 8-hour canning session in the house, it's like, well, I think we'll move this outside somewhere. A lot of condensation builds up. But, you know, I would say generally from my observations of what she does, it's, you know, maybe easier than I thought it thought it would be?
It's really not a hard process at all. There are some guidelines that you need to follow to make sure that it's safe, that you process it safely, but it's delicious. You aren't going to find anything better. You know exactly what was put into it because you put it in. And then the expense, I think, is really reasonable, too. I just recently canned some. I think I paid, in the end, I figured it out, it was like $2, a little bit less than $2 for half a pint. So
wow,
that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
You ain't going to find that in the store.
Wonderful. So if you've just joined us, we're talking to Ruby Moon. She's a fishery agent with Sea Grant. Now, if you want to find out more information, I do know that you've got a section in Sea Grant on the OSU Extension Newport website.
Yep, you can probably find us both information both on the Sea Grant website as well as the Extension website.
Okay, so just make sure that you Google search that, and I think you'll kind of get the results that you need. Also, Ruby, is there a phone number they can call if they want to reach you too?
Yeah, so the best way to reach me is probably through the Extension office, and that's 541-574-6534, and I'm Extension 18.
Okay, so today is your day. You want to go shop at the dock. You can do it with a group. With Ruby Moon, learn more about it. It's at 12 today.
It's at 12 o'clock today. See you guys there.
Okay, Port Dock 5. Remember, bring that ice chest, bring some cash, and it's really your chance to ask lots and lots of questions. And coming up, remember, a canning workshop, also possible workshop in the future about smoking and dehydrating. Ruby, thank you so much. Wish you a lot of success, and thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you same time, same place on Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us, and remember, you can download the podcast either here on KNPT or Lincoln County's website. Have a great day.